From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama has hailed the significant progress the world's nations have made on nuclear security. Addressing more than 50 world leaders gathered at the Nuclear Security Summit in Washington, the president said more than a dozen nations have disposed of their entire supplies of highly enriched uranium and plutonium, the radioactive elements needed to build nuclear bombs.
This is a perfect example of a 21st century security challenge that no one nation can solve alone. It requires coalitions and sustained coordination across borders and institutions. And the good news is we've made significant progress.
The president pledged the United States will continue to cooperate with all efforts to reduce nuclear stockpiles and keep them safe. This year's summit has come at a time of heightened concern about the possibility that Islamic State militants could acquire nuclear materials to build dirty bombs. North Korea's nuclear weapons development program has also been closely studied. Meanwhile, a U.S. military spokesman says that he wants Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi to know that the U.S. and its allies are hunting him. Colonel Steve Warren said from Baghdad Friday that the Islamic State leader will, in his words, taste justice.
For one thing, I hope that al-Baghdadi watches these press conferences because I want him to know that we are hunting him. And we will find him, just like we found his mentor, Zarqawi, and killed him. Just like we found the grand master of terrorism, Osama bin Laden, we killed him.
Warren said that there have not been any significant increases in combat capabilities entering the region of Iraq and Syria from Russia. This is VOA News.